if I have someone in like Common, I ain't going to start dancing with Common, am I? I'm going to say, what's the latest dance move to this thought-provoking record of yours? I'm going to ask him, like, yo, I'm going to ask him some, you know, some pretty standard old-school questions about what he's trying to get across. I might ask him what is like carrying Alicia Keys in that movie he did down the stairs. I might ask him shit like that. But I'm also going to be, like, dealing with his, you know, he's a sincere artist, so there will be a level of seriousness to match that. But when it's fun time, it's fun. And on a Saturday night, is fun to me, man. I'm not out there. I'm a DJ. I'm not out there educating people. And I also feel, come on, man. This is how you want to. You want that entertainment, man. It's a Saturday night on the radio, or you're in a club. You want that level of entertainment. I wouldn't like Trevor McDonald. He's a Jamaican newsreader. You want him to sound like a newsreader. You don't want him to sound. Trevor, you're yardy. You should be speaking in patois. Trevor, why are you speaking like an English person? He's a newsreader. That's what he does. So let him do what he does as, you know, a Jamaican. I'm a hip-hop DJ. You know, let me live, man. And people who have a problem with that aren't... They're not my audience. They're not my audience. So if people, like, might... stumble across me and think I'm an idiot for that, well, that's fine, but I'm not an idiot to my audience, man. I'm the hottest cat out there for my audience.
When you look out at work...
On that Buster, he only did one radio interview. He's here for 5 days. He only did one radio interview. He didn't do no TV. The only media thing he did was with me. You know, and then he comes in like that. And don't get me wrong, you know, we were like, you know, we were talking crazy to each other for the whole show, you know. Naz just phones me up on the show on Saturday, just like, he could phone anybody up, but he phones me up. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's just like, I understand it. These relationships is because, you know, we're still, you know, we're hot. That's these, and if that's not the kind of heat that people want, I respect that, but I'm not actually doing it for you. I'm not doing it for you, and that's why I don't see the criticism, and that's why I don't feel the criticism. It's like, who are you? I don't really want to get into it, but I've always found it like it's a tad arrogant to say like, oh, hip hop shouldn't be like that. Who are you saying that? Oh, Soulja Boy's whack. It should be about Big Daddy Kane. I always find that a touch arrogant. I feel those people are often outside the scene, clutching onto something which is gone and past, and not respecting that this new generation, this is where they're at with it. And, you know, let's not put hip-hop under pressure that it's got to teach and educate. Why put entertainment under that sort of pressure? Entertainment is the release, you know, is a reflection of.
That sounds a bit like a defence of the lyrics of gangster rap.
No, because it's not about gangster. It's not about gangster no more. It was, don't get me wrong. It was gangster back in the days of N.W.A. It was gangster back in 50 Cent's era just 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. It's not about that now. It's about entertainment, man. It's about having fun, about being up in the party, doing these dance moves. And that's what it's about right now. And I'm loving it to bits, having the time of my life right now. And it's as simple as that. But, you know, talking about gangster rap, I don't think gangster rap has to be defended. You don't defend The Godfather, you don't defend Scarface, those, you know, you don't have to defend those things. It is what it is. It's not everyone's cup of tea, but it was hot when it was hot.
But you can still, I mean, there are still lyrics that could be in need of defence.
I think with everything which is out there right now, that's all small change in the scheme of things, in my humble opinion. With everything which is out there, from the realness of young people growing up in the cities to what's out there, that's small in the scheme of things. And I think those arguments are less required now. Those defences are less required now. because, you know, the thing is, what you got to understand, you know, there's been stabbings and shootings in the black community for many years. Don't get me wrong, it's particularly bad now because of what's happening with the real young people out there. But that's been going on forever. It just hasn't had the media attention. And I think that in alone has been criminal. That alone, how, you know, young people dying hasn't been newsworthy. And if it has, it's been relegated to nothing and moved on. There was a time you wouldn't even make the evening papers in London. A paper which represented London and people are dying. So I think the situation, like, it's always been bad. I think it's particularly bad because of what's happening to the youth now. But I think it needed addressing and it needed attention then. And it especially needs attention now, so... You know, that's what I feel.
Are you political?
No, I don't feel... I'm just a real dumbass DJ, man. So I don't think you should be really looking at me for anything special, you know. And if you did, God help you. Seriously, man, I'm more interested in entertaining on a Saturday night than not saying anything worthwhile.
Why do you think people are so interested in your upbringing?
You see, that again, I don't... In my world, it's out there. You know, it was interesting. I had a grime artist by the name of Trim come on the show on a couple of weeks ago. And he goes to me, yo, man, like, you know, I mentioned to the guys from my side. I was coming on your show and they said, oh, ask Westwood where he's from. Because, you know, where's he from? And so, you know, we talked about, you know, I was born in Lowestoft, went to school in Norwich. And, you know, the guy's from Hackney. And it was just, you know, laughing about coming from Lowestoft, laughing about, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, he's not like he had a problem with it. And then I see some other artists and they were always, oh, how's the man's dem in Lowestoft? How's the man's dem? What's the ends like in Norwich? You know, just fun. But, like, no one has, you know, no one has a problem with it. And, you know, it's an old Rakim saying of, you know, it's not where you're from, it's where you're at. But no one has a problem. But I think the people who do have a problem with it, I think are the same people you were mentioning to me earlier. And I think the thing with them is that maybe they would want me to be like a 25-year-old street guy, black guy from the hood, from the ends. But like, I'm not, and I'm not making no apology for not being that. I never said I was that, and I never aspired to be that. I'm, you know, I'm who I am.